Well, we're going to get educated this morning on how to add some swagger, or maybe a whole lot of swagger. Joining us this morning is Leslie M. She is a former TV host, advertising creative director, turned training guru. She's going to get us set straight on what swagger is and how we can unleash everything you are and become everything you want. Leslie, that's a big order I put out there for you to help us with today, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've got all the swagger, so I can handle it.
Okay. Let's start off by, I guess, how would you define swagger?
When most people hear the word, what springs to mind is this kind of arrogant, show-offy, peacocky, in-your-face kind of vibe, which is really not terribly attractive. I've completely redefined the word. My definition is the ability to manifest who you really are and hold on to it in the face of all of that psychological crap that's going to come for it, regardless of the situation or environment. So it means you've got one true face, one heart. You are the same with whoever you show up with. Doesn't matter if it's your friends or people at work or your boss. You are the same authentic human no matter where you go.
How do you begin to form that and to have the strength to hold that up in the face of everything you face during the day?
Well, the secret really is reconnecting with that incredibly powerful person that you started off life being. If you ask any kid if they're awesome, they will tell you they're smart, they're beautiful, they're fabulous, they can do anything. And then life has a way of just kicking the crap out of us. And slowly over time, you know, the messages that we get from our families, even if they love us, we get messages from when we're in school, when we have our first relationships, our bosses. And we take on all of those opinions as being true about us. And it starts to define who we are in our own minds. And we forget all of the things that are amazing and magical and special and different about us. That's where our true power lies. It's not in trying to assimilate. It's learning to accept everything that you are and using it to stand out. So it's first of all, reconnecting with those things that you've tried to sort of take the edges off over years because you wanted to become more acceptable to people. And then it's understanding what's getting those things stuck in you. I've identified these five kind of areas of human condition that I call swagger blockers, where when you want to express who you really are, you find that your truth kind of gets stuck in one of these places for whatever reason it might be. So it's really important to recognize where is it getting stuck so you know where to start working on freeing up those psychological spaces in your mind so that you can be more authentic and real.
So, you know, a lot of this sounds like it's really relating to self-identity. And in the sheet that Bruce gave me here, it talks about forgetting all about fake it till you make it in that whole mindset. You kind of alluded to it there, but why do you think it is that people kind of, you know, fall back into that? They get complacent with faking it till they make it instead of kind of sticking to their true self.
Well, people want to be loved and accepted, you know? And when the world keeps saying to us, if you behave like this, or if you do that, or if you assimilate in this way, you're going to be more acceptable, more approved of. It's human nature to want to do that. We all want to be loved and accepted. The problem is, though, that when you go into that fake it till you make it mindset, a couple of really bad things happen. First of all, when you start to pretend that you know more than you do in order to be accepted and approved of, you lose the ability to ask for help because you've just told everybody, I got it, I'm on it, I'm all over it, and you're not yet there. And so now you can't go to the people who are more experienced or more accomplished and say, hey, I really want to learn and improve. Can you help me out here? Because now you'd have to confess to the fact that you were faking it in the first place. The other thing is the thing that you're trying to fake is confidence. That's like the holy grail for everybody. I want to appear more confident. I want to show up like I own the room. And you cannot fake confidence. Confidence is only a byproduct of competence. Only when you've done something over and over and over again, and you have a really powerful baseline of of knowledge and experience in something, do you really, you know, get that feeling of confidence? Like, you could put me in a bunch of situations, and I'd fundamentally know how to handle myself. I'd know how to accomplish this task or this role. And so you can't fake that. That feeling that you want, you can't fake it. And when you do fake it, if you keep faking it, because of that whole paradigm of you're limiting your ability to gain confidence, you start convincing yourself that you're actually smarter and better and more accomplished than you really are. And when you believe your own hype, you lose the ability to make great decisions, because those decisions, by definition, aren't well-informed. So the whole thing is this big kind of soup of going after external validation, as opposed to learning to accept where you are in your journey, putting your hand up and going, here's how far I've come as of right now. Here's where I'm aspiring to go. Okay, world, can you help me out to get to that next better place? Because who are we kidding? We all come from a place of not knowing. That's how everybody starts. And so, you know, my advice is feel it till you find it. You know, accept, fall in love with where you are in your journey and have the desire to improve. That's all we can ask from any human.
We are talking today with Leslie M. The book is Swagger, Unleash Everything You Are and Become Everything You Want. One of the things you have in here is reasons to stop apologizing. Talk a little bit about that. That can kind of get in the way.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? The whole apologizing thing can be incredibly loaded. And if you're not tuned into it, then it's a way for the world to try and control you. Because, you know, when you apologize quickly, it kind of implies that you're accepting responsibility for other people's actions or reactions. You know, if somebody asks you to do something, they send you an email and say, hey, can I pick your brain? You know, can we get on a call and I'll pick your brain? And when that happens to me, I think to myself, wait a second, my brain is not a garden for you to dance through. I don't really know you, and I don't have anything. There's really nothing in it for me. So I'm perfectly entitled to say, no, thank you, because I may not have the time or the bandwidth, or I may not feel like we have enough of a relationship. But so often, people respond to something like that with, I'm so sorry, I don't have the time right now, or I'm not able to do that. I'm thinking, why are you apologizing? Their question was the imposition. So instead, you just say, I'm not able to do that. Thanks for considering me. I don't have the time right now. Not, I'm sorry. The other thing, too, is that apologizing often is a power play. People want you to apologize for their lack of tolerance or acceptance, because they're saying to you, I think your behavior was wrong based on my set of rules, and now you should apologize for that. It's like, but wait a second. Just because you have a different set of values or a different level of tolerance, I don't need to apologize for that. I have to have clarity on what my intention was and be very clear about the intention. So, for example, if, you know, feelings get hurt, and if you say, oh, I'm so sorry that I hurt your feelings, it's like, wait, my intention was not to hurt your feelings, but now I'm apologizing for it. So, no, you say, it was not my intention to upset you. Let's talk about what was upsetting to you. That's very powerful. And you know what? If you're apologizing left, right, and center, when you really want to apologize to someone over something big, it doesn't really count for much, because you're just running around permission seeking from everybody and, you know, and apologizing for taking up space. So I'm not about that. I think you save it for when you truly, truly have hurt someone's values deeply. That's when you save an apology for. But otherwise, it's a bit of a power play.
Speaking a little bit about that, if you have swagger, are you supposed to also realize that there might be conflict or some sort of confrontation? Sometimes, I don't know if we sometimes feel like if you're the one loud and out there, that you are obviously the one that's going to get the backlash, and you have to deal with that too?
Well, there are times, sure, but I'm just to be clear, swagger manifests completely differently in every individual because it's authentic to who you are. So you might be someone who's introverted or quiet or intellectual or goofy or playful, and that's the way your swagger is going to manifest. It doesn't have to be this aggressive, overly assertive thing that's got nothing to do with it. So what I think happens, though, is that you are more in touch with your truth. And you want to speak your truth. But in the book, I talk about, listen, nobody wants to watch someone running around with their hair on fire screaming, I must speak my truth, and you all must listen to me. Because nobody cares. People fundamentally care about themselves, primarily. So if you want your truth to land, you've got to get strategic about it. And you've got to think about, is this truth not just good for me, but is it good for the other person? And is it good for the collective and the greater good? And if the answer is yes, then you should be unmoved from your truth. But you want to get smart about how you frame it and how you position it and when and where you say it to make sure that it lands. Because when you make your truth good for everyone, people have a tendency to sit up and take notice. So it's not about being a pain in the butt. It's not about being, you know, a you-know-what disturber. It's really about saying, hey, I think this thing needs to be said right now, and I'm comfortable saying it, but I'm going to find a way to say it that it's not designed to offend, that my intention is positive, and that we're going to make things better as a result of this. Are people always going to accept it? Nope. But when you have swagger, you're okay with that. You say, hey, I did my best, and I'm not going to carry your opinion around as being truth. You can disagree with me. That's cool. You do you, boo, and I'm going to do me. But I'm still going to stand up for what I believe in is good for the collective.
Sounds like if you have that attitude, you can sleep better at night, too.
Oh, seriously, dude, right? And you wouldn't walk around with this sense in your chest that all of the things that you wished you'd said out loud. Or, you know, with those situations that you're constantly replaying in your mind, like when something happens and it doesn't go well, and after you say, oh, I wish I had said that, you know, this wasn't acceptable to me, or I wish I'd pushed back, or I wished I'd piped up. You don't feel that anymore because you say, hey, I did my best. I said it out loud. I had compassion. I was respectful. And I didn't try to impose my ideas on anybody else, but I made sure that I got them out into the world. That just makes for a better place for everyone.
We focus sometimes swagger and maybe related to business because that's kind of your realm of that. But I guess this works in personal life too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Swagger is just the best relationship tool ever. Because again, you know, when we're in relationships, one of the big reasons that we don't speak our truth is because we're afraid that the other person is not going to love and accept us. And so over time, we start to fit into this mold of what we think our partner wants and needs from us. But that doesn't last. You know, you get to the point where you're exploding from the inside and you say, I can't take it anymore. Who am I in this relationship? I'm not myself. And I know that I personally would much rather be loved and accepted for who I really am than for who I'm pretending to be, because that's not real. And you can't sustain that. And the truth is, in this life, we are not for everyone. And that is so okay. You know, we try so hard to get everybody to like us and everybody to accept us. And what we do in the process is we turn ourselves into this artificial vanilla flavor. And nobody's got time for that. No, that's not interesting. I would rather be a mocha choca frappuccino with a cinnamon stick and a little cayenne pepper on the top. And that's not going to be everybody's preferred order. But the people who dig it are going to really dig it. And I know that I can be myself, bring everything I am to that party, and that's going to fill me up, as opposed to trying to spread myself super, super, super thin, like really bland margarine, to get everybody, you know, to want to have a bite.
The book is called Swagger, Unleash Everything You Are and Become Everything You Want. Our guest today, Leslie M. Leslie, if people want to get their swagger, where's a good place for that?
Kind of well, in a you sense. Can... Well, you can get it in the book, yeah, for sure. If you want to find the book, you can get it at any good retailer online or in-store. You can check it out more on swaggerthebook.com. You can learn more about me and what I do as a swagger coach at leslieM.com. That's L-E-S-L-I-E. EHM.com, and come and play with me on social, because I'm a lot of fun on social media, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I gotta have fun with it. I take what I do really seriously, but I don't take myself really seriously. So come and play with me on Instagram. I'm at Leslie M Speaks, on LinkedIn at Leslie M, on Twitter at Leslie M.
Sounds good. Leslie, we appreciate your time this morning. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a swaggerlicious day.
We will. Unleash everything you are and become everything you want. Swagger, the name of the book. Rocco, I like the one where she says, confidence is a byproduct of competence.